And some news now from the world of sports. The NHL calendar says the playoffs don't start for another 2 weeks, but you could fool at least four teams in the Eastern Conference for whom every game from now till the end of the season is really a playoff game just to make the playoffs. The Boston Bruins are one of those teams, currently sitting with a tenuous grip on the final available wildcard playoff berth. And tonight, after saying a brief thank you to the Nashville Predators, they'll go all in, or they should anyway, trying to do everything they can to beat that same team. Now, the thank you is because last night the Predators did the Bruins a big favor, defeating the New York Islanders 3-1 in Brooklyn, keeping the Isles 2 points behind the Bruins for that last playoff spot. However, another team fighting for their playoff lives did win last night. The Tampa Bay Lightning came from behind to defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-4 in overtime. That gives Tampa 83 points to Boston's 84, making tonight's game against the Predators yet another must-win for Boston. Taking away 2 points from the home contest, and the Bruins have not been real good on home ice, will not only create some separation between the Isles and Lightning, but it could move the Bruins back in front of the Toronto Maple Leafs for a safer third-place slot in the Atlantic Division. The Bruins will need some help from the Florida Panthers if that's going to happen. Florida skates against the Leafs in Toronto tonight, but a Boston win and a Toronto loss would leapfrog the Bruins by 1 point over the Leafs in the tighter-than-a-sardine-can East. The Bruins might have Tuukka Rask back in net tonight. He missed the Bruins' last game against the Isles with a lower body injury. Rask had not been very good during Boston's most recent losing streak, which ended against the Islanders, despite my tirade against the Bruins recently, in which I predicted an Islanders win. "Keep proving me wrong, boys. I'd be only too happy to eat that crow and wipe the egg from my face." But if Rask is back in net tonight, he needs to resemble the Vezina Trophy-winning goalie that he's been, rather than the shaky starter who was part of the team's ill-timed four-game losing skid. Don't know if you've been following the drama with the women's world hockey team. The hashtag BeBold is trending on Twitter, has been for a while now, because the women are boycotting the upcoming world championships in Plymouth, Michigan. The U.S. women's national ice hockey team has been one of the country's most reliable winners over the past two decades, never having left an Olympic Games without a medal, but they are grossly underpaid by USA Hockey, the national governing body, and the tournament starts March 31st, but USA Hockey is already talking about hiring replacement players. The women, meanwhile, have gotten a lot of support from former members of the 1980 U.S. Men's Miracle on Ice team, from NHL players, even Major League Baseball players getting behind the women on that one. We'll keep you updated on what happens there. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics were not in action last night, but they moved into sole possession of first place in the Eastern Conference anyway, because LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers got kicked into second following a blowout loss to the San Antonio Spurs, 103-74 in Texas. That's a season-low point total for the defending NBA champs. The Celts will take it, though. They're now in first place in the conference for the first time since the 2007-2008 season. That was also the last time that Boston raised a championship banner to the rafters. The Cavs are by no means falling apart just because they got pummeled by a very good Spurs team. San Antonio is 4-0 this season against both Cleveland and the Golden State Warriors, arguably the league's two best squads. The Celts, though, can enter the playoffs with an extra boost of confidence if they do so as the number one seed in the conference, and now they've got a one-game lead over Cleveland in that race. Locally, in college men's lacrosse action, the Norwich Cadets fell behind early, trailing Plymouth State 6-0 heading into the second half, but then they scored 5 unanswered goals in the third quarter to pull closer. In the end, though, Plymouth State held off the Norwich Rally for an 11-8 win in Northfield. Junior Matt Shea had a career-high 3 goals for the Cadets in that losing effort. The Middlebury women, however, did complete a comeback, topping College of New Jersey 6-4 in the Garden State. The Panthers scored 3 unanswered goals in the final 6 minutes to get that victory. Mary O'Connell had a hat trick to lead the Middlebury offense. And finally, the UVM men's basketball team may have been ousted in round 1 of the NCAA tournament, but when it comes to academics, they made the national championship game. The Catamounts made it that far in Time Magazine's theoretical bracket that rates all 68 teams in the NCAA tournament based on graduation rates. The Catamounts are one of just 12 teams in the field with a 100% graduation rate. The time tourney does have UVM, though, losing to Bucknell in the final.